Now to today's Republican presidential primaries. In most Michigan precincts, except parts of the Upper Peninsula, polls are now closed, and throughout Arizona, voting ends in 1 hour. While Mitt Romney appears to be well ahead in Arizona, in Michigan, he is in a dead heat with Rick Santorum. And now for more on the Republican presidential contest, I'm joined by NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson. Hi, Mara.
Hi, Robert.
What's the latest from the two campaigns?
Well, what we know is that Mitt Romney is going to speak within the hour. That means he'll talk before all the polls are closed and maybe even before the networks have called the result. He did the same thing in South Carolina. That allows him to not have to really talk about whether he lost or won by a squeaker. Romney was lowering expectations today. He gave his first press conference in 3 weeks, and he admitted making some mistakes. He said that he wasn't going to set his hair on fire just to win conservative votes. Of course, then he said that if he did set his hair on fire, it would be a pretty big fire. He's got a lot of big head of hair. Yeah. But what's happened in the last couple of days, really, is that the Santorum lead, which had been evaporated by Romney's withering attacks, has started to rebound a bit. Santorum looked like he had gotten some momentum back, and the race was back to a dead heat as opposed to a small Romney lead.
This was in the daily tracking polls that that people take. Apart from the joke about the flammable hair, Mitt Romney also made some remarks about dirty campaigning on the Santorum's part.
He's very mad about robocalls, and he said one of the factors tonight, one of the reasons it's hard to predict the results, is because Democrats are crossing over to vote in the Republican primary, which they are allowed to do. It's an open primary. And Rick Santorum is encouraging them to do that with robocalls, automated phone calls, reminding them that Mitt Romney supported the Wall Street bailout but did not support the bailout for the auto industry, which has proved to be a big success and is quite popular in Michigan. Santorum opposed both bailouts, but I don't think he's mentioning that in these calls. And there are some Democrats who want to cross over to make some mischief, to pick the weakest candidate to face President Obama. But there also are some Reagan Democrats, according to Rick Santorum, who Republicans would do well to appeal to. They're going to need them in the fall. And he says that's all he's doing. Romney says he's hijacking the primary. We do know from exit polls that about 10% of voters said they were Democrats. Now, that's a very hard thing to poll, especially if they're coming into the Republican Party to do some mischief.
Mara, what are you looking for in tonight's results?
Well, obviously, who wins? If Santorum wins, it's going to be a huge political earthquake, and I think the Republican establishment will be in a stone-cold panic, and it really will unmask Romney as being terribly weak. If he ekes out a win over Santorum, I still think there'll be a lot of discussion of why it was so hard for him to win his home state. He hasn't been able to sew it up yet. But it's possible we'll have a split result. One of these candidates could win the popular vote, but the other could get the most delegates because Michigan awards its delegates on a winner-take-all basis by congressional district.
It's NPR's Mara Liasson, and this is NPR News.